call the meeting to order on March 21st at 4:06 PM. The first order of business is approval of the board minutes.
No, we have to introduce ourselves.
Oh, we have to introduce ourselves. Susie Mitchell, board president.
Jen Scott, VP.
Steve Burke, treasurer.
Thorne Wesley, board member. Debbie Fees, board member.
Chris Moody, board member.
Anna Vargas, board member.
Lance Manlove, board member.
Martin Cosgrove, board member.
Joe Shell, board member.
Chris Benjamin, board member.
Alan Stafford, director.
Patricia Oliphant, director.
First order of business is to approve the minutes from last month, minutes dated February 21st, 2018. I make a motion to approve last month's minutes. Does anyone have any discussion?
Motion to approve.
Yeah, a motion to approve is out there.
Need a second.
Second.
Steve Burke, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Director's report.
First item is special education audit. We have had a formal special education audit, and I just wanted to report very briefly to the board about the audit. During the audit, we the auditors found some areas.
Who were the auditors? Excuse me.
State auditors.
From the Department of Education.
Oh, so this is a mandated audit?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a program audit, not a financial audit.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So program audit. Essentially, if in summarizing, the three areas that we need to make some modifications relative to our not special education program as much as special education documentation. One is in the area I'm going to call them clerical mistakes, and the types of clerical mistakes I'm talking about are when people attend a special education meeting, there are signature lines and that people have to sign that the administrator designee was there, the parent signs his name. There are certain requirements in special education as to who has to be at the meeting. And what was found was there were places in some of the IEPs where people did not sign. Now, probably in most of those places, what happened is somebody was there. They did not hand the paper around at that time, but waited until the end of the meeting. Somebody left because our teachers go back to class to start class, and somebody didn't sign the document. But still, it's a clerical error. The good news from my part is that there's not a particular, it has no bearing on the services the kids are getting. But the rules are the rules, and we need to take care of those rules. So that is one thing that we have to be more cognizant of. The second area was in writing writing special education goals for students. We had some, I guess I'm going to call them deficiencies in those areas. In talking with the special ed coordinators, a number of those really came from other schools. When kids come into our schools and they bring their IEP, and we do not revise it at that time, so we're operating off the goals that the other schools sent us. So we had some of those areas. So we need to clean that up. We need to do a better job of that, which our special ed coordinators are in the process of doing that. The third area, there's a part in the IEP that's called the ESR. It's the educational summary. It's the psychological summary. In other words, there's a psychological report that a psychologist has done. And in the very first item in the IEP is a summary of what the psychologist did. We have to do a better job. We contract out for psychological services. In some cases, the psychologist has not been physically present at the meeting, or and we have not had the psychologist on the telephone. So the psychologist does not have to physically be there, but the psychologist does need to be a part of that meaning in a meaningful way. So that's one of the areas that we need to do a better job on. One of the things, and I guess I can bring this up now, because it involves a psychologist. We have had discussion, we have posted a special education coordinator position. We have some areas that we may have some needs in, but we may not have, we have not administratively said that that's our highest priority, and determining what priorities we need in terms of staffing. So one of the ideas that we have, and we posted a position to do this, and we did it 2 or 3 days ago, don't know if we can find such a person, but is to hire, instead of hiring a full-time special ed coordinator, hire a full-time psychologist that has special education certification and utilize that person to be our special ed coordinator. Our psychologist that tests kids, because you have to test them before they become eligible for IEP services, and that person may also potentially do some counseling with kids. We have no idea.
Is that like finding a unicorn?
It might be. It might be. But
anyone that's been trained in the last 20 years, they should be able to.
But what we can do.
I don't know about the state of Delaware.
I don't know about the state of Delaware either. But what it does for us, when people are talking about, oh, you really need this, you really need that, you really need this, the line of thought for me is a little bit in a silo, because somebody has a counselor, so you automatically think, oh, well, it's got to be a counselor, just like every other counselor. Or you need a special ed coordinator, so you've got to have a special ed coordinator. Or you got to have this. If we could find a person that could take on those roles, and I don't know, maybe the role is too big. I don't have a clue. But we're not going to know if we don't throw the fishing line out there.
You start somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So we're advertised. We're going to see what happens, and see where it goes.
In that process, is any way that we can coordinate, like at the posting with the universities that we already are working with the school, like where the kids are applying in the school, some connections that we already have with some colleges and universities? Is any way that we can share the posting? Because a new grad finding that kind of job here is going to be easier than finding that kind of job in a big city.
In a metropolitan area,
so,
right.
So if we offer that to them, maybe we can have a really good candidate.
I know University of Delaware has their school psychology program specifically has a special ed specialization mm-hmm. component.
Okay.
Because I looked up their course catalog and their different degree levels, and they have a doctoral level and they have a master's level, but the master's is a master's in psychology with a specialization in special okay. education, and that's from UD, so
okay.
the people coming out of that program should be qualified for this.
We've looked out, or I haven't, but Alan has, everybody mm-hmm. is looking for school psychologists.
I know, there's a lot of listeners.
Okay, I mean, they're just all looking for school psychologists. Mm-hmm. But so we're gonna cast the net out. We still have a posting for just a special education coordinator. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I talked to somebody today that had called about it, and I told that person, well, here's another way we may approach this. So we're gonna see.
Does that also address some of the concerns of other parents that have written in?
Yeah, we think so. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
What I don't know, and I don't think any one of us who kind of think this might be a halfway good idea, I don't know if we know if it's too much. Okay? We really don't know. Yeah, we
too
don't.
Much of a job for one person?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
pretty sure it will be.
I don't know.
It sounds like it will
But let's face it. Y'all need to tune into this. Most of the jobs that people have in our school are too much jobs for one person anyway. So if you're somebody that really loves to work, this is a place to come.
But I think the suggestion Alan made is that we need to
touch
base with that school at University of Delaware.
Yeah.
Any recent graduates, people that are graduating this year, We'd love to have them know about this opportunity.
And Lauren was gonna send the word in your word, right?
Yeah.
So Lauren, we can, we could send the, job ad. We could send the job ad to you if you want.
Yeah, if you do, then I could.
Just send it to me too. I wanna talk to the guy who was, I don't know if he still is, the president of Delaware Guidance Services, which are all over the state. But he may have somebody that's not working there anymore that would be great for his job to live down here.
And we're also, I think we posted it as 11-month position.
We do.
So it's not a 12-month position, but we wanna make it 11-month position.
And that will be a full-time position?
Yes.
Could Denise post it at Wilmington U? Do they have a program?
I don't know. But I know that there's also the Delaware Association of School Psychologists, which I assume we should, you know, contact and post it to their professional organization.
And Maryland University, I think that they have the psychology program.
I think based on, we saw a lot of postings for school psychologists, so if we do have those resources to cast the net wide, it's a good idea.
Yeah. But I also think there is something different for a school that's more appealing.
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. And what so many of the schools, school psychologists do, the bulk of their time, first off, they rotate among schools.
Yeah.
They do not have a home base. They might have an office somewhere, but they really don't have a home base. Mm-hmm. They rotate among schools, and they spend the bulk of their time in testing kids and then reporting out to parents. They don't spend the bulk of their time talking with kids. So there's an appeal. There's an appeal to that.
Yeah, just so. A quick while we're on the special education issue, I talked to Kendall Massett, and Trish touched on this before, that our state has a different due process law than other states, where in other states the burden of proof, if there's litigation, special ed litigation, the burden of proof is on the parent, but in our state it's on the school, which makes it a very ripe place to file special ed litigation, our state is. So the Delaware Charter School Network is attacking that a little bit, not really attacking it, but they tested the waters and determined it wasn't the time to bring a legislative change up, but they formed a committee, I think Kendall and is on a committee with Kim Williams and some of our opponents, and they're trying to come to a consensus. Okay. And she said, you know, it's been as good as it could be to try and see if they can get that legislative change through too.
Unlike in the past, we now have insurance coverage for due process.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's good.
Okay.
Can I just ask a question? Rather than go through all this and get to the really important stuff at the very end, the executive session.
You want to do the executive session now?
I think some people may have to leave. I think we ought to do the important stuff while we're awake.
Okay, that's probably a good idea.
So if we can go into executive session and come back out and continue.
That's a good idea.
Reports. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to move item 10, executive session, up to now, which is right after 3A. Make my motion. So Joe seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Who? All right.